And we are live starting on the 31st of May at 7:45 in the morning with Ritesh in Bangalore. And Ritesh, you sent me a WhatsApp saying, and there's actually a couple of things in this. So first of all, you said that you had a mental wellness session at your workplace. So that in itself, I already found extremely interesting. The second is that the neurosurgeon who gave the course, the workshop, whatever it was, the session, says that ignorance is happiness. You know, brutally reduced or ignorance leads to happiness. And then you just threw that across the divide between Bangalore and Cleeborg. And here we are. So, Ritesh, can you just put this whole thing into a context? Because I'm actually really, really interested in the fact that your company, which is in the healthcare business, offered a mental wellness session. So can you paint a verbal picture in 17 syllables in three lines? You don't have to do that. But can you sort of put this whole thing that we're going to discuss into some context, because I'm genuinely fascinated by this.
So thank you, Frank, for taking up this. And looking at Indian context, all the organizations, especially companies who are well established, they are facing a lot of issues with iteration. Iteration, I think it is called. Mm-hmm. So employees leaving organization.
Yeah.
There might be several issues, pay gap, not liking the workplace, workload, and all the things. And the work here in India, I especially in the IT companies, has become very competitive, demanding, and it creates lots of stress. And whole HR department, human resource department, or we can, in our organization, they call it people's operation department.
People's operation department.
Yeah.
So you meet the surgeon, and then if he's not happy, they will operate on you. Yeah.
So their main job is to improve employee satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some people are working because they don't have they don't have a choice, but they have to work. Some people are working because of they'll feel fun, happy doing things. It is very, you'll find only 10 to 15% of people who love what they are doing, especially in IT companies, because the satisfaction gets reduced if your work or your achievement is distributed among several people. And nowadays, anything is become so complex that you as a single person cannot do it. And in that sense, you lose your satisfaction of that I have achieved certain things. You do your task, and that's all. In that context, especially in this company, I remember it started when I joined. In the previous company, there used to be some sessions, but it was not related to mental health, well-being, and all things. It took this thing in COVID.
Mm-hmm.
During COVID time, people were working from home. They were feeling lonely and all the things. As what I remember, maybe the people who are working, they have more experience. They might be having different to say on this. But what I remember during COVID time, maybe every week or maybe second week, bi-weekly, There was a session on the mental health, different aspect of the things, physical fitness, how to connect. They started having a weekly, one day, 1 hour connect, team connect, where we used to play games, online games, and all the things. Now it has become a custom, I can say, or it has become a part of our organizations, that they arrange certain this kind of events every month, and like sometimes that how to focus on things, how to become mentally fit and mental well-being, well-beings and all. So in that context, they have this one. One more thing I noticed, that for every year they are having this, we have a health insurance company provides health insurance, and they keep tie up with organizations, and so those people, they give us the these sessions. They have their telemedicine. If you know that, you can call a doctor online. You can take help on any matters, no matter which area you want to touch up. Maybe on the you want to take a session, especially one to one on all the things, and you can talk to them. They can prescribe you medicine also, or they will write a test and all the things. So in that context, this mental well-being seminar, or we can say call, seminar. No, you can say that a call was kept. Almost all the employee of the company, they joined. I see some of the people they don't join because they are busy to take care of themselves. Okay, but it is really helpful session. They are just giving a scenario. You are forced to think about certain things, right? They're not saying ordinary thing or like extraordinary that you don't know. Some of the things you know, but you don't focus on that. And then they say the things, and they give a talk how to balance yourself, how to you can remove this stress and all the things, and you can focus on that. So yeah, in that context, this was kept in our, and this is not related to anything about the company, what the company does and why they are doing. It's it is in general sense, and I think it has become a government. They have government has given some guidelines, or what I'm not sure. But I feel that all the companies, especially after COVID, they are organizing certain such kind of things. They feel that people get burned out, and they have faced issues. Some of the things you face, people face at home, and they can't tell families. They are stuck, and so because of that, it is required.
It's an interesting it's an, I think what surprised me most in when this message came through was the fact that not so much that the topic that too is a bit of a surprise, but that's a different angle. What surprised me is that you, in Europe, companies regularly have these kind of meetings and training sessions, etc., and the employees are invited to participate as and when they can, or if they are interested. And sort of the agreement is the company will pay for the training course, and the employees invest their own time in it. So in some cases, then, if they still have some sort of time control mechanism, they clock in and out or something like that. So that's the agreement. You move away from Europe, and this whole company sponsored training concept becomes rarer and rarer. And I was quite surprised that you in India had this opportunity. But now that you've explained how it all fits into the bigger picture, that's okay. Now, to reduce this topic and to condense it down into almost a haiku, I'm going to be very, very brutal and simplify it deliberately and say, the more ignorant you are, the happier you will be. So, Ritesh, can you distill down what this one day training or a couple of hours of training was about, what you learned and what you took away from it for yourself and you might want to share with us?
Yeah, so the doctor he started briefing that even though I'm neurosurgeon, I'm not going to talk about brain, his main expertise,
Yes.
and he was telling that I'm not going to explain which part of the brain, how it works, and all the things. He came with fundamental things, okay, and then he started explaining the stories, the life stories. In that context, he was saying that he gave something environment kind of things. So I'm forgetting the acronym he was explaining. He was telling that the mental well-being, what you call wellness, it
Mental
depends on,
wellness,
yeah.
yes,
So he was explaining. Let me recall things. The thing you are doing, right? The connection on the things with the people. He was saying that keep some time for yourself in VG world. He gave a main thing is to connection with the people. He
Yes.
gave a college times. Okay, that time he was saying that you are not focusing too much on thing, okay, you are on the present. I'm just rewording. And then he told one story, like the thing it came like the ignorance. So he was giving that look at the village areas people, okay. They have little stuff, okay. And they are not thinking what is going on, okay. They are doing their own stuff, okay, and they are happy. They are not thinking all the things what will happen and all the things. Then he also told that what I mean, certain things it resonated with me, that you do certain things and you think about a lot, that if I'm doing a certain works, how it is going to be reviewed by someone, and you more focus on those aspects, not on working on this, okay. And this is also kind of tension it creates in mind. Then other stuff he was saying that one of our my colleague, she brought that that we as IT professionals face a lot of issues. Why we are facing a lot of mental issues, especially IT professionals. Then he gave an example. First, he compared his profession, that look, I'm a doctor, and a patient in a hospital, and they start questioning you. Suppose you have done MBBS, okay? They say that, are you MBBS? The patient is not recovering and all the things, and you will start getting frustrated. Okay, that even he was telling that I'm a doctor, and we are not getting more paid, especially in the if you are a MBBS doctor, you have not done PG, and you feel that I'm getting less money. Okay, it is true, and you are practicing, you don't have a future. If you look at the doctors in India, I don't know it your play in Europe, but they have to at least they will be 30, more than 35 years old, then there will be a chance to have a job, proper job. Otherwise, they are surviving on a stipends, the work they do it in hospitals. So that time you are frustrated, you feel so many stress. And he was telling that we don't have a timeline, how much work we do. We work 24 by 7 kind of thing, okay? And this create a issue. But people like me, he was telling he was a seasonal neurosurgeon. He has a lot of experience. I became this good after so many years, right? Okay, and then I have developed empathy with a patient. Even they are rude or they are saying certain things, I will go and talk to them well, and I will try to manage things, and they will behave well. Okay, then you were saying that in my profession, in a month or a week, at least a day, you will find someone thanking me that you have saved my life, you have saved my relative's life, and you have saved something good about you, and it gives a pleasure to you that yes, my work is worth doing. I feel happy.
It's meaningful, yes.
Yeah, meaningful. Yes. And then compared to your job as an IT professional, what you do, your work becomes monotonous. Why? Because you are looking at a screen. A screen is given to you. This laptop, laptop is not changing. Okay? You might be working on different things, but at least it's not like every week your work is changing. The thing you do, it is continuous, same thing. And you don't feel more appreciated, like you don't feel achievement. Someone is not thanking you that you have done well, and that kind of thing is creating a lot of mental issues in IT companies. People are rude, frustrated. Even they are brilliant working on the things. I have seen people; they are technically so sound. They will do within minutes. One person is struggling for a week. He's not able to solve some code or something. A certain thing, certain people, they do in the minutes, or because they have faced or they have a mental capacity. But the behavior and all the things, they are not as good that is required. And in that sense, he told that you need a connection, and you should give certain time. So you should have a reserved time to go and talk to people. How he was telling that a different aspect of the life, and in that sense he told that you have to be what you call it, more connected in the workplaces. One of my colleague, I was having this conversation, they say that she was telling that you feel like people become close to you to get work done. And this is more frustrated. Then the other colleague was saying that, see, it's fine, but you feel connected to work, okay? But as soon as you go home, you have different world, right? You have a different family, and the connection gets over. You don't become really a friend. In kind of give and take kind of thing, and this is creating a lot of personal issues in, because switching the workplace to workplace from workplace to home, it's not an easy task. Even you have done certain things, even the weekends, we feel sometimes that certain things we did, and it comes on the weekends that wow, so I have done something wrong, or I have not replied to someone. And so he was explaining all the things, and the main aspect was that we think a lot about opinions, others' opinions. Okay, in that sense, you have to ignore certain things. Okay, and this is he told he was. I felt that this is the main takeaway. I felt that ignorance. We have to ignore certain things. What will happen? Suppose. Someone is going to be give a bad comment, okay? But if until unless that comment was not given, I don't have to think about that. And that I felt really, really nice. Actually, his presentation was a more detailed storytelling. He was just a storytelling. to how to disconnect yourself and transfer from one place to other place without thinking too much about the other stuff.
You have hit the nail on the head here, and I've made some notes, some key words. So as I just mentioned before we went on air, I met some people yesterday, and one of the topics that we were discussing was how the Gen Z suffer from mental health and anxiety issues, etc. And I was talking to some Americans, and more or less the host of the evening is a 78-year-old American who, about maybe 9 months ago, up sticks from California and moved to France. She's been living in Airbnbs for the last 5 months. She's now looking for a place to rent so that she can get out of this Airbnb circle. She's got herself an old car, which is, she said, is falling apart. And, did I know anybody who could, and I said, we'll do this, do that, and the other. And then I asked her, I said, this is interesting. Here you are, a 78-year-old woman. Her sister, from Texas, that was the reason why we all met, because her sister from Texas was there. And I said, here you are, a 78-year-old woman, leaving everything behind in California and coming to Europe and basically starting a completely new life. If you ask a Gen Z to do that, they don't know how to go about it. They will be very much afraid. And we're talking about mental health issues and anxiety, stuff like that. And I said, where from your perspective is the difference? And she said, well, even in the United States, when we were young, there was some sort of support system. It maybe wasn't as good as what Europe had, or maybe, blah, blah, but you knew where you were and where you were headed. So you didn't really have to worry about anything. And the kids coming out of the school and university now, the choices are enormous, and they don't know what to do and where to go and how to go about it. And our generation, when we started work, there was something called a career ladder, and you could in the organization that you worked, you could actually sort of see, okay, this is where I am, and if I do my things well and properly, then this is where I could end up in 30 years' time, with the progression of income, authority, and all the bells and whistles that go with it as you progress upwards. And then I was also talking to another person yesterday morning, and his organization are introducing a new project management software. It's called Confluence, I think. And they have to almost record and justify every hour of the day they are doing something. So it's sort of like you're being controlled by technology and software. And the person who is introducing this is actually a millennial, so she's 30 years old. She's been hired to introduce this software, and the older generation are running riot because, is this really necessary? So there's a couple of questions here. So the first question is, you went to this session. Do you think you were the right target audience? Because, hang on a minute, because you learned for yourself, but you don't have the control and the authority to change anything. That is the management's job, to listen to this doctor, to this neurosurgeon, and to if they're genuine about it, instigate certain changes so that this human connectedness can take place at the workshop. And secondly, what motivated you, and this is where the ignorance comes in, so you left school and you decided to study something in IT, and maybe you were ignorant of the whole world of IT because you saw that this was a well-paying career and that the main motivation was financial and not anything else, because you've grown up in this world where the more you earn and the quicker you do so, the better things will be, allegedly. Yeah, so those are the two questions. Were you the right person? And what was your motivation to go down this path, blissfully ignorant of the side effects, possibly?
So I feel that everyone, all the people who are working, it was right choice for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's the companies or the organization's job is not to make happy. It's your job or your own thing to be mentally fit, and we can thank them to providing the such sessions. Okay, we can't say more on that. We are thankful to the so that they have provided this session. In that session, not only it's our responsibility to be happy or be mentally fit, and we have to think about mental well-being. So in that session, it was related to us to control things, like how to maintain our social structures, right? Social connection. Okay. Mm-hmm. In that sense, we can also have a connection related to our meditation we are doing or not. Okay. So that we can be mentally fit. Okay. How financial well-beingness is required. These things come together and impact our mental well-beingness. Okay. So we have to think all the aspects, and I feel that it was a good choice to provide these sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And there are several sessions on around these topics we had, but we see that within months, 2 months, or within, you are so much stressed related to your work. You think a lot about your work that you forget certain things, and you don't do it. So these sessions are reminder. So work is only work is not important. You are also important, and you have to take care of yourself. Career kind of thing has gone down. We are in such a era, we can say that, we don't know what will happen within 6 months. Thinking about the job perspective, it's become a vague kind of a stuff as of now.
Mm-hmm.
And in that sense, it creates a lot of pressure on people to perform. And even you are working well and good, you will not get a next opportunity, because they might be thinking giving a new person that opportunity than bringing a person. So all this stuff. And in that sense, we can't, in that current scenarios, what we see that we can't depend on someone or even on organizations. We have to depend on ourselves and how to be fit mentally, physically, or even financially. You can't say that working in an organization guarantees you have financial freedom. So everything is kind of dark, or we can say in mist. You don't see the future. The second question was, Yeah, go ahead.
No, the
Sorry.
motive, no, I'm going to finish it off. The motivation. Yeah, what motivated you to go down this into this industry?
Okay, so this is really, really sad part for everyone. You can find 90% of the people who are working in IT. They go to do a job that they want to earn something. It's not about your passion started crumbling once you were in final year of the college. You want to get a job. Okay. Some people they waited to get a job they wanted. Okay. And 3 to some people they started searching jobs and they were searching for years. And finally they have to come and they get a job that anything that they are doing. Okay. Then look at the organizations if you see the people. They are not doing the things they love. Some people, I can say, some of the people, they are trying to reach that area somehow. One quote I remember that one of the what you call nowadays in India, you see a lot of people who gives motivational talks, and he says that. Doing your things. I'm forgetting the correct what he told, the correct word. But it's like doing the things you don't like, and enjoying at home. Then you don't have to think to do, kind of things. So you don't like your job, but it pays well, and it provide your necessity. And you have to do that one. You don't have to live that thing. You try to develop things that you can get a happiness on this, and you can work in your free time on that. So, like I will give an example. One person who likes writing book stories, he wants to be a writer, poet, and but. Breaking through that and having a financial freedom so that he can pursue that thing, it's not easy in the beginning. Okay, so he had to do certain things to have certain financial so that he can have something to work on that. I will give an example of one of my friend when we were staying in college. They were very passionate about movie making. They wanted to do movies and they wanted to direct movies, short films and all. They started working maybe 2 3 years. After 3 years, they got some money. They told that I will we are going to make and we'll leave our jobs. They left their jobs and they went. Within 6 months they were in such a I believe
Financial,
3 financial strain that they have to take a new job. And so they got to know that you can't survive without financial and
stability, financial
stability.
stability.
And then what you can do, you have even you don't like, you do the things. Then I remember when I joined first the organization, the job, it was so fascinating. We are learning new things. And it's like we are not thinking about how many hours we are working. We worked a lot, okay? And then same job after 2 years, 2 years down the line, it felt mini it was not giving same kind of kick or satisfaction. And you started thinking about hey, this job is not paying well. I have to move on. And I have to find certain aspects. So yeah, so in that sense, I think if you look at the people, 99%, not 99, maybe 90% of people, they are doing to survive finance. They are
Naturally,
not
yeah.
doing the things they like.
So
This.
this is the age difference. The reality of employment is that you choose You choose your career, you choose what you want to do, and if you have the skill set to do that, then great. You train for it, you go and work for some organization. And this is then where the divergence between your generation and my generation begins. So everybody knows that the main purpose of a company in its legal entity is to make a profit. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that because that is the financial basis on which everything happens. Within this structure, what I read and what you just said, and correct me if I'm wrong, you are there to perform a function for which you are reimbursed. Whether this is adequate or not is then a question of a personal decision. And you should be thankful that somebody has given you this task to fulfill. Where I come from is that is in its core perfectly okay. But we need to create an environment in which you can feel comfortable in this. Yeah. And this takes me to the next level, where there are countries, or there is some sort of system whereby countries are measured in accordance of some sort of happiness index. Yeah. Even neighboring Bhutan, and we sort of touched on this a few times, they don't measure, they don't have a GDP, gross domestic product. Yeah, they have a gross happiness
Index.
index. Yeah, and the country is economically possibly in a difficult position, and people are happy or not, I don't really know. Over here in Europe, so if you look at the top 10 happiest countries in the world, I think Finland and Denmark are pretty much always at the top, followed by a handful of other countries. Why are people happy in these countries, even though they are, especially Finland, very harsh climates? The days in winter, you know, the day that the length of the day in winter is probably about 4 to 5 hours maximum. Yeah, so it gets light at 10 o'clock in the morning, and sunset is something, if it shines, it's something like 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and the rest of the day is dark, et cetera, et cetera. But these countries provide an environment, a social economic environment in which people feel comfortable and they want to live and be productive in this environment. And you know, in terms of productivity, Finland and Denmark have high productivity levels. They also have very small population in comparison. So I think the entire population of Finland is probably about the size of Bangalore, yeah, or something like that. So how does this sound to you? That yes, you have a task to perform in the organization, but it is also the company's responsibility to ensure that you are comfortably embedded so that you can be more productive. And it doesn't mean providing tools so that your child can go to the company's kindergarten so that you can stay longer in the company. It doesn't mean that you're lucky to get the tools that you need to perform your task. It's about soft skills, soft management, soft power, and this kind of environment. Am I saying something totally absurd to you, or where are we on this one?
Yeah, so Frank, you are on the point. So if they are not providing such kind of environment, okay, it's about a transaction that you do certain things, I will do give you. So in that case, what happened? There's no connection on the organization. you are giving money and someone start giving more than you, what I will do? I will leave it. So this is the reason in India people, they leave jobs frequently. They know that even if I'm working here in 15 years, I will be doing same thing or maybe little up, okay? And there is no perspective that I'm growing it. You are just giving money. And even though if you are working in an organization, they don't give more hike, more money to you. So you feel that what's point? If I'm working here or I will go somewhere else and work. So in that scenario, people frequently they change job. And when they change job, they demand money that I want to this much, this percentage, and on the top of what they have. It is strange in India we see that even if the prospective employer is hiring you, that HR is calling you, they ask you how much you are getting right now, what is your CTC, total cost to company, and they will add certain percentage on that and they will give a job to you in that sense. So because of this, the company face a lot of attrition. And to fix this one, that people what they want, they have to provide experience. In that sense, the organization try to have their offices as at good places. The vibe is good, the lighting, the views, and all the things. The work you do, it should be a pleasant environment and all. Previously, there used to be a cubicle. You are
Yes.
assigned a cubicle, that is gone. I remember when I was working, I joined, it was kind of a cubicle. Then what they did, they made a bigger cubicle. You two colleagues can have one single cube, you can talk and that. Then the concept came, the open office. So you are sitting in front of me, there is a barrier on between both of us, and we are working. It is a steal, but now the companies, especially night, is this is open work, means they will give couch, bean bags. You go and sit somewhere and start working, and meeting rooms they will have if you want to do a meeting and all. So they are trying to bring these connections. In that sense, the HR or human resource department in organizations, they conduct several fun activities, and they try to bring people together. Okay, so if I'm working and I have a relationship with you just for work, I'm heading as soon as my work is finished, I'm heading to home. There's no connection in that sense. Then they try to bring cultural activities. They try to arrange some marathons, run, and all that stuff. In that sense, in our office, there is a TT tournament, there is a badminton tournament, cultural activities in Indian festivals. Then they will call, give food, and all the things. These are the part of the people to bring them together so that you become together and you think twice to leave place, because what will happen if I go next place? And hope they are paying a little bit more, but the environment is not that, and managers, bosses are not good in that sense. The one thing you mentioned, Frank, that you had an opportunity to do things. You can select your career, right, kind of things, right? I will give you an example. In India, we have certain big companies like TCS, Infosys, Wipro, Accenture. They go to colleges and do a mass hiring. So they will come to college. What they will look at? They will do some test. So one is they will test about your soft skill and all the things stuff. You are selected. They will test a little bit technical stuff, not your core stuff, the general technical stuff. And then they will take you to their campus. They will train 6 months, and they will assign a project to you. You are not deciding which project you want to go. Just they will keep you on bench, they will train you, they will train based on the project requirement, and they will send you. Generally, what people do in those companies, after getting that project, they will start working. They will work on their own skills in separate time. They will find certain project that they want to go, okay, and they will try to apply internal job movement, and they will get that job. Most of the cases when people they want to move internally, it's not about what they like. They want to go to a certain area that has future, okay, that has a future employment perspective, that they will get a job that has a good pay and all the things they do. So for that, what those companies they do, they provide an environment, suppose a work, because in India they pay less, you know
Yeah,
that they are not paying.
yes.
So your work, suppose they are paying more, then you have to continuously work for 6 hours, 7 hours. Okay, in that sense, two persons are working on same thing, stuff. They're paying less so that you have leisure time. If you go to lunch, you are not worried about that someone is going to just looking at your time and all. So if you look at the perspective, productivity of those people, okay, companies, they try to say that these people are not productive. Okay, if you want to make them productive, you have to give the job that they like it, or make an environment, give them opportunity to select the things, but you are not giving the opportunity to select, so they will do this one. In that scenarios, they have better environment, their offices are large, good, and all the things. They're trying to somehow compensate you of your unhappiness in that happiness.
So you are sucked in this mass hiring. You are sucked into the system, and that you follow an illusion, and the reality soon rears its ugly head. I just want to go back a step. Did I understand you correctly that you no longer speak of a salary? You speak of a cost to company. My cost to company is X. Did I understand that correctly?
Yes.
I mean,
Okay.
that in itself is, from my 64-year-old perspective, so dehumanizing and so, vulgar. I'm sorry, I cannot think. I am quite shocked. Maybe I'm also totally naive. Somebody applies for a job and says, "My cost to your company will be X." Sorry, can you explain this to me?
So this is the kind of cheating to the employees, maybe you can say it. So if you look at all the Indian companies, maybe this is a practice in India, I don't know, abroad, and especially in Europe. What happened? You join. So organization gives you joining letter, and will give a structure of what you will get. They say that your CTC is X number. You feel so happy that, oh, I'm getting so much. Okay, then what happens? It includes everything. They are providing you health insurance. It comes from that cost. They are providing you lunch in office. Or they are providing you PF, Provident Fund. In India, it is mandatory for a organization who has more than 20 employees. They have to provide a PF benefit. It's 12% of your basic. Our CTC is divided into so many things. One is called basic pay, and then comes provident. We do professional tax we give in India. It depends on the state to state. So generally, when we join the company, what we used to do, whatever CTC was there, we'll divide by 12. We'll say that so much money we'll going to get every month. When first salary comes, you look at it, oh man, so it's very less than what it was given. Then you start looking at your payslip. You like so many deductions happens, and you feel cheating, cheated. But nowadays people have after 2 years or maybe 2 3 years down the line, you get to know that yes, this is not. You have to talk about how much pay you'll get it in hand salary, and companies, they don't talk about this one. They say that suppose you want to take a health insurance and you want to add the amount of money the company is giving, and you want to add your parents. Some companies, they give parents also. And then you want to make the health insurance or amount you want to add extra. Suppose they are giving 7 lakhs and you want to make it 10 lakhs or 15 lakhs, so you pay extra money. So in hand salary will get less, right? So in that case, this is happening in India. There was a, I think on LinkedIn or somewhere on the there was a list that what is your CTC and what much amount you will get in your hand. And this is really frustrating for the employees. Your CTC sounds too much, okay? But if your salary is not moving, so I don't know how you feel, dehumanizing or all, but yeah, this is the
Well,
sad
I
but
mean,
true.
but this is so sort of to wrap this up, what I'm getting out of this is that your neurosurgeon is or this session that you went to. He's putting a bandage on a wound, but he's actually not he's not attacking the root cause. Yeah, and the root cause goes way beyond. It starts with the whole recruiting system. It starts with the terminology. It starts with a whole host of issues, and then maybe I'm being cynical here, but maybe your company brings in this neurosurgeon. He puts on a very meaningful presentation, and you all come out saying, "Wow, this was really good." And then for the next 6 months, I'm motivated to look after myself and do this, do that, and the other. But on the but there is actually no fundamental change because that is systemic. Yeah. You are going to talk about CTCs. You are going to talk about all the other things, the toxic work environments, the bad management practices, the whole economic structure. Last week we talked about infrastructure in Bangalore, etc., etc. As long as none of that changes, your neurosurgeon will have spent a couple of hours in your company, been paid for his services. And then he goes back to his clinic, his hospital, his own work environment, and continues doing his job. And it's just part of the system. So, am I being horrible here? Am I being cruel that you have to actually dig much deeper in order to generate fundamental change because everything else is just sticking a bandage on the problem?
Yeah, Frank. Systemic issues. I think they are doing their job. They are given guidelines or something. They're trying to do things. They are not here to solve our issues. They are trying to do their job. And systemic issue can be done at a broader level. And I don't feel that it's a mindset, right? So you are looking, okay, so it depends on the situation also. Country that really they want to get certain kind of what do you call benefit to the society, or this creates a societal issue, right? One guy who is working and going home and he is mentally unstable and doing things, or he is not happy, a happy society. See, it's a total, not in society, but at the government level stuff or government level policies that can mitigate these things. But how much they can do, we don't see. So it becomes solely on us as an individual. Okay, how you are going to tackle these issues, and you take care of yourself, and that brings the people more focused on themselves rather than as a community or as a. I'm thinking about myself. I'm not thinking about someone else, and this is the circle that I have created. And the
And
people who
that
have a capability, they can do to change this. And I don't think so. It is going to be very soon.
no, and it will go against, I mean, you and I have been talking for a long time. It goes against the fabric of Indian society, Indian mentality, a collective spirit. The collective spirit is being moved into the political frame where, India's achievements, and there's nothing wrong with that. India's achievements are, what are we doing as a nation state? The Indian subpeninsula, what have we achieved in terms of economic growth, political stability, political influence, these huge issues. But on the ground, on an ordinary citizen's levels, that is all beginning to crumble. Because the values are being systematically changed by Western-minded individualistic organizations, and then you come back to this thing that I've always sensed with you, that you are an Indian national with your cultural background, working in a Western organization with Western values, and there is a cultural conflict between the two, which others do not necessarily see. Ritesh, hugely interesting. Thank you very, very much for this provocative topic. This morning on LinkedIn, just as a closing word, on LinkedIn this morning, I saw one of these huge colorful posters, and on it was, "You don't need to earn your rest by breaking down first."
Yes, right.
So that would be the word of the day. But it is, yes, your responsibility, one's individual responsibility, but it is also, I think, the collective responsibility of the organizations for which people work. And from my ancient perspective, that's a development I'm not too happy about. Anyway, Ritesh, thank you very, very much. We'll see each other again next week, and
Thank you, Frank.
see what we can talk about.